JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
As we are wont to do, here's our favorite TV show, House. In the house in 1 minute.
Who are you keeping? You owed me a decision 10 days ago.
I want two names by Friday.
Fine.
Jimmy Quibb. He is a punk rock singer.
I've died and gone to diagnostic heaven. Final case. Get it right, you're hired.
It's one thing to hire based on a game.
Oh, I won't need your lecture.
It's insane to treat based on a game.
I screwed up a diagnosis.
Thank you for letting me know.
If you were always right, then you wouldn't have just been wrong. Or let the patient mainline nicotine. You're wanted in the loser's circle.
Are you going to fire me because I like to win?
I handed the guy a death sentence.
He's not distressed with a death sentence. He's distressed with a life sentence.
I think there's more to him than the drugs.
It's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. I want to keep all four.
You can have two.
I've been sharing needles with this guy. Definitely not drugs. You care if I appreciate your music, but you don't care if you live or die.
You're suing me, not for the wrong diagnosis, but for the right one?
How come you're going around asking everyone who you should fire? Dying's easy. Living's hard.
Are we still fired?
Game over.
This was your plan all along.
Ta-da!
The Don and Mike Show.
Ta-da! He got his way after all.
Yay.
I haven't ever considered their radio show anything other than a perfect 10.
Thank you.
At first, my friend said they were great. And now I'm saying it too.
I have no desire to ever do anything other than sit around all day and listen to their show.
They are bananas, Don and Mike.
Right.
They're the only radio station I've ever listened to because they're the only thing I've ever known.
The first time I heard them, I was standing in awe. And I'm still standing there.
I once considered being gay, but after listening, I decided to continue to be not gay. I'll
get you. More unsolicited testimonials.
We appreciate it.
About our show. And we do thank you very hard for that. We had a lot of talk yesterday about Sean Taylor and everything that's going on with him. I got an email from a cop buddy of mine who brings up some points. It's all speculation right now.
Okay. Still, yes.
But I found this interesting from a police officer's perspective. Leave the guy's name out. He writes, Don, I know Redskins fans are shocked at what happened, but how about the truth? Undeniable truths. Now, remember, this is a cop's perspective.
Right. Okay.
Burglars break into homes to steal. They do not break in to shoot people unless they know the person and have a grudge against them. Then it's called a home invasion robbery. Mm-hmm. Random burglaries occur a lot. Repeat burglaries from the same suspect hardly ever happen unless the suspect is an acquaintance. Scorned women aim for the groin, shoot once or twice, lay the gun down. Heard you guys talking about this yesterday. Watch the investigation. I bet he was shot with his own weapon. The gun will turn up in the search. What was his girlfriend's role? Did she try to stop the bleeding? Did she call 911 right away? Thought here, most likely, one, girlfriend did it due to his unfaithfulness and made-up story about home invasion, or two, old acquaintance from his sordid past he's trying to leave.
A lot of speculation there. A lot of speculation there. And but, so far, nothing new on the investigation, right?
Right. No, but I thought it was interesting because it's a cop. Who I know as a buddy, just unsolicited, writing some of the questions, I guess, that police officers have about this as well.
Sure. When you have something like this that happens, you've got so many cops that, you know, go close-mouthed on the whole thing because they don't have all the information yet and they don't want to let anything out. And obviously there's going to be a lot of media interest to, you know, as far as getting to the bottom of this as soon as possible.
I'll tell you one cop I don't like is this guy, and it's awful that he has the name Peterson. And that the missing wife what's her name? It's not Stacy Peterson, but what's the wife's name?
No. Scott Peterson is the, right. Oh, no, there's the other, this is another
this
Peterson.
Is, right. Now,
this is the cop that was the chief of police,
that's what I'm
right?
saying. This is the guy. What, Joe?
Yes, his wife's name was Stacy Peterson.
Ah, thank good. You. Okay.
All right, so that's why there's like repetition.
This is the guy you're talking about that went on the Today Show.
This is the
and
guy.
And made really a terrible appearance on the Today Show.
Well, everything this guy has done has been awful. I saw this guy at a news conference today came out on his front porch, not a news conference, but, you know, the cameras are there. Mm. He came out like a player at the Super Bowl on media day, had his little handheld video camera, and was saying to the reporters, I'm documenting this, so you know what it's like to have somebody tape you all the time. And he's laughing about it.
This guy is either telling the God's honest truth, or he is so certifiably insane that he thinks he can get over on the media, on the authorities that are looking into this.
Right.
Because the guy went up, the first time I saw him was right after this lady had gone missing. And this guy, did you see him on the interview on the Today Show? He was unflappable. I mean, to a point where he was so confident that he came across as being a slicky boy, and he looked like, you know, he didn't care. Mm. And it was just strange because there was no, throughout it all, whether the guy did anything or not, there's this, you know, you would think you would have some remorse. But then he brought up the fact that they had had marital issues anyway, and that he thought she might have left him.
He is still maintaining that, yeah. that she's just...
And is it true that the mother is missing, too? Her mother is missing? That's the latest on this story? That's what I heard.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just... Even though I might believe the guy's story... Hi, Joe. Are you waving, or do you want to say something?
I want to say something. I've been following this for weeks.
Hi, Joe.
Well, here's our special correspondent on this story, Joe Ardinger.
I love true crime. Her mother did disappear some years ago. She was kind of a mental patient after losing a couple of family members, so she just kind of disappeared.
And the mother is currently missing also, right?
Well, yeah, they never found her. And
oh, okay, so that's...
She was kind of crazy, so she kind of went nuts with drugs and alcohol.
But they haven't found her. They don't know where she is either.
That's right.
Thank you. Reporting reporting from the fried chicken glass enclosed studios, the Chef Boyardee studios.
He is Chef Boyardee. He is actually following all of these stories as we speak from the nerve center.
Good news tidbit so urgent he could not walk down the hall.
He had to wave. He had to wave.
But he stood and waved.
Hey, but how often does he get urgent? You know?
True.
How often does he jump to the microphone?
It's Wednesday.
It is. It's Wednesday, Joe's middle of the week.
Joe's peak day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find this cop is really starting to piss me off, even if he's right.
Yeah.
And even if she is just trying to stick it to him and she's doing a good job.
Yeah. It, you know, it could be a third thing, too. I said he's either, you know, telling the truth, he's insane, or a third thing would be that he thinks he is so smart that he's got it over on everybody, yeah. and he doesn't care. And his attitude, because he's been in law enforcement, is bring it on, and let's see what happens.
I think there's a very good chance of that.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that makes me think that maybe it's that is, who is that guy? Gary Hart. That's the guy. Remember he said.
You mean the senator?
He said, yeah. Right. Hey, you think I'm doing something? Follow me around.
So they did.
And they followed him around like in 5 minutes. They found him boning that girl on a boat.
And we didn't mention the most incriminating thing about this police chief is the fact that they have another wife that died also under mysterious circumstances. Yeah. And it really wasn't considered that mysterious at the time.
But this guy comes out on his front porch and looks like an actor who's being bothered by the paparazzi with like, hey,
same attitude.
You know me. I'm this guy.
And then they talk about the blood evidence that was found in the tub where she drowned. There's a lot that stinks about this story.
Today, another family member says that about that time, he helped him carry out a huge plastic barrel that was heavy.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, they had that on the Today Show today. The Ann Curry
Jesus.
Show.
He took the day off or the night off, the night of his wife's disappearance.
I don't know which troubles me more, this police officer you're talking about or the Miss Puerto Rico that had pepper spray put on her gown.
Oh, poor Miss Puerto Rico. That's to give her some type of bacterial infection.
She had to put ice packs all over her stomach. She was swelling up.
No. She's still very pretty, though.
But that's... they were grilling her, too, because now they're thinking that she made this. Even though she won, they're thinking that she made this up, too.
Right. Jalapeno pepper spray.
Guilty or no guilty. Baby.
Caliente.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey, yeah. There you go.
Hey, comment about this cop, maybe, possibly.
This is what I love about talk radio. Sure. Comment about
cop. Maybe cop.
Hey, I'm not surprised.
Okay. Okay, that's thank you.
Just confused.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this cop Peterson, he's the same one. I think they reopened the death of his third wife.
Yeah, that's the one. Did they exhume the body?
Yes, they have, and I haven't heard anything else about it, like what the coroners came back with.
All I know
is
he called.
You guys had heard anything?
He called the police station when they did that and said, "This is Chief Peterson. Make sure the body is on my doorstep in the morning.
Have Sloan in a giant barrel."
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck lately.
Sloan has gone missing.
Rooney, you're an a-hole.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Look, my wife has driven my car right through this window.
Well, I'll tell you what. You just produce a corpse and we'll be all set. Yes, it always gets back to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. A body? That's right, Buster.
Cameron, I'm so sorry. I'll tell your dad. No. I'll stand up and tell him.
That's when he starts kicking the Ferrari and then he goes through that. Right, I love that movie. Yeah. I really do.
I love everything about that movie except Matthew Broderick.
You know, I've come along to your way of thinking as far as Matthew Broderick. And as much as I enjoyed the movie of the producers, Matthew Broderick, I don't think was the right choice. I think he is the most. He's turned himself into the most boring
talentless
man.
Toad.
Just boredom. It's boredom whenever I see that guy on screen.
Hey, hello there. Are you still there? Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you know, but Sean Taylor, the girlfriend that he's currently dating is the niece of Andy Garcia, so that may kind of switch things as far as the girlfriend pulling the trigger.
Well, then I have one piece. I have one piece of advice for anybody involved with this. Run and hide.
Hey, go get that tape.
Run and hide.
Please.
Run and hide.
Little man.
Wherever you go, run and hide.
A lot of speculation.
Who are you? I'm Terry Benedict.
Oh, good. You got the name. Terry Benedict from what's the name of the casino?
Oh, God.
I don't remember it either.
God damn. Okay, but then.
Ocean's 11. 12, 13.
One of those.
Yeah. Andy Garcia.
I don't count Ocean's 12. Ocean's 12 didn't count. Run and hide.
It's a vanity piece. There we go. Here's Andy Garcia.
All right. Now, I have complied with your every request. Would you agree?
I would.
Good. Because now I have one of my own.
Run and hide. Run and hide. If you should be picked up next week by a $100,000 sports car in Newport Beach, I'm going to be supremely disappointed because I want my people to find you. And when they do, rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police. So my advice to you again is this. Run and hide.
Run and hide. So who knows? That girl might be related to Andy Garcia, although I don't think that like gives her a pass of immunity because
you know, it's
she may or may not be related to a movie star.
When you mention that cop's email, though, it is very, very interesting to start, you know, and the speculation is going to continue. And who knows whether, you know, they'll ever get answers to this. You never know how that's going to work.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, they just had something on CNN about Sean Taylor, one of his friends. They confessed to the shooting.
But I love it when we're scooped.
Yes,
Buzz, have
yes.
we been scooped?
I'll check and see. I'll let you know.
It was awesome.
Well, there's, again, what I love about talk radio.
That's so shocking that I just, you know, I want to wait and see what the deal is with that. I mean, this sounds like it could be a prank call.
It could be.
What we've got to do is make sure that there's a way. I know we've got a lot of problems in this country, but we've got to make sure when people call radio shows that their cell gets through.
Absolutely. When our news watchers, when our newsmakers are out there.
Right.
What is the current prize that we give for a newsmaker if they call with a scoop like that?
Well, our frequency is 106.7, so we go with $1.67.
We haven't bumped it up to $10.67 yet.
It's $10.67 for the news tip of the month.
Oh, the month. Okay, very good.
And then the news tip of the year gets $106.70.
Well, I'm thinking that we, you know, if that guy's telling the truth, we might have a $100 prize.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
It's the Bellagio.
The Bellagio.
Do they use the real casino? Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, that's right. The Bellagio.
So.
Run and hide.
No.
Run and hide. A-hole.
Still no suspects in Sean Taylor's shooting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who are you going to believe? Buzzer the caller.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
You went to CNN.com?
And ESPN and The Wire Service.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Look, they completely forgot about that masterpiece called Godzilla that Matthew Broderick was in.
Oh. That's right.
My God. Hi, it's us, not they, and you're right. I mean,
let's not forget Inspector Gadget.
Oh, and I think it's the Bellagio, isn't it?
Yep, Bellagio.
We could make a laundry list of bad Matthew Broderick movies.
I liked Matthew Broderick when he was a kid. When he played the Slicky Boy kid, he was really, really good. But when he got into adulthood and he still looks like a child.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Kind of looks like Will Thomas from Channel 5, doesn't
he? He definitely has Will Thomas. And he looks like a guy that really could do more with his appearance.
Feminine type features.
He's soft. He's like the little boy still getting ready for his fifth grade picture in school.
His youthful voice was featured in B-Movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I heard on CNN that Papa John's is offering free topping for every shot fired.
Oh, get out of here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Not funny.
Heard that on CNN.
That was Wolf.
That was not funny.
That was an inappropriate Wolf Blitzer joke.
That's hello? Right.
He's at it again.
Yes.
Oh, it's the soundboard guy.
Who's this?
D. Ray Morton.
Who is it?
I can't hear it.
I didn't get it either.
Ray.
Ray?
This is terrible. This is hard to understand.
Ray Morton?
D. Ray Morton.
D. Ray Morton?
Something like
that. I was at home.
I don't understand these tapes. You better go right to I'm hungry.
What?
I'm hungry. Mike's hungry. Buzz is hungry.
We're all
hungry.
We want Fred.
Shame on you.
No, give us the tape we want.
Yes.
This is a different soundboard guy.
I think
it can't be. Our original soundboard guy cannot be this bad.
Mike, I believe it's the same guy.
God, that's horrible.
What do we got?
Hey, listen, Don and I are really craving a snack right now. We can't make it any more plain.
Is there a
chance that you could produce something for us?
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
Wow.
Thank you.
You called it.
Terrible.
He's going on the endangered species list.
He really, really is. They have to be audible. We have to be able to understand them.
The guy's like the bald eagle of our callers.
What an hide.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hawking! He's playing that game! He's still playing that game! It's Joshua! He's still playing that game!
Is that War Games?
War Games. War Games.
And you want to see a movie that'll make you feel old, go back and watch War Games and watch the technology that they have, both for the computers and cell phones and everything else they use.
I just got another bad Matthew Broderick movie, the one where he and Helen Hunt are trying to save monkeys. Is it called Project X?
Project X.
Yeah.
Project
awful.
X. And that is right at the moment where Matthew Broderick is making his transition into man-boyness.
If I'm not mistaken, in War Games, they actually have to put the phone in the special computer cradle.
I think so.
Right. Yeah, it's that long ago.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
How about Wellville when Matthew Broderick had to poop in his hand?
Wellville, a movie I enjoy him in. Mm-hmm. Wellville, because that's where he's playing the wimpy guy, and he's okay in that.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike. This just in from CNN. I think Sean Taylor was giving another man's wife a foot massage.
All right, so these are the prank
the callers
continuing now.
Just keep getting better.
We would really like to get some decent information.
Well, there is none. There's nothing new, I don't think. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you say.
I do. You know, Matthew Broderick to me is like a less funny Jerry Seinfeld with nobody around to prop him up.
Yes, everybody has an opinion on Matthew Broderick. Some of them intelligent, some of them just offered.
Who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ouch.
See, it doesn't work with Matthew Broderick.
Of course, we have to mention Eugene also. Did you mention Eugene?
Oh, no, I did. What is it?
Biloxi Blues.
Biloxi Blues. Eugene.
With the great sergeant played by Christopher Walken.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Max Dugan returns with Marsha Mason.
That's when he's a child.
Ugh.
He's a little boy.
Still, I hate that movie. Yuck.
I love that movie.
Marsha Mason's in it.
Even though Marsha Mason's in it, I love that movie. Remember the guy Charlie Lau teaches him how to hit?
I know, from
you
the
like
White
that
Sox.
Movie.
I know, I hate Matthew Broderick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Put your nose down.
The guy's got a crappy resume.
Charlie Lau.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Do you ever make mistakes?
Oh, now he's calling back to apologize.
Bye!
Too late.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about Biloxi Blues?
Just said it.
Yep. And don't forget his best movie, mm-hmm. Let's Run Over Someone in Ireland and Just Totally Get Away With It.
You never forget that. Vehicular manslaughter.
They let him go.
And if anyone should know that those streets are narrow, it's you.
Because he's like Darby O'Gill and one of the little people. He's so lovable.
People can easily be killed on those tiny little roads.
Would you stop it? I drove like Tony Stewart through the tiny streets of France.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm very lucky that I have the sight in my left eye.
I want you to imagine the movie The Italian Job.
God almighty.
And you know the driving of those Mini Coopers? That is how I drove our Eurovan.
Our trip to Ireland with Mr. Insist to Drive. It was very scary.
Mr. Get You There on Time driving.
I was sitting there when that small cart, that always seems to me it was like a village cart with an oxen, you know, that you decided that you would take your half out of the middle and you clipped that cart. And, of course, we were driving on the wrong side of the road,
yeah,
causing the side view mirror to explode. What fun that was.
Oh, it was great fun.
Yeah, we never made it to our destination anyway.
We got lost.
We got horribly lost.
We made really good time.
You can get lost in Ireland.
We did. Mm-hmm. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, got a Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Roger over. 10-4, good buddy. Retardo, yeah. Booger Eater, go.
Lady Hawk.
Lady Hawk. Awful.
Lady Hawk, where he plays a child, though.
Awful.
He's been making movies for so awful. Lady Hawk.
God, he stinks. Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, I just found something out. They just announced on CNN, Jerry Seinfeld is Matthew Broderick's illegitimate son. I couldn't believe it.
All right. I think we're going to have to put a moratorium on calls that start with, I just heard on CNN.
Right. I think we got all of our junior joke writers calling in now.
Everybody's working overtime.
I know.
Riffing on our original theme, isn't that talent?
Probably really good ones,
mm-hmm.
too.
They're all out there right now, but they can't call because you can't call with I just heard on CNN.
Heard on CNN, JFK got shot.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I just heard that JFK is the illegitimate son of Jerry Seinfeld. Arr, 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 arr.
Lady Hawk.
And popcorn. And that guy.
Yeah.
That guy who is now on double secret, extra double secret probation.
I don't think it's too much to ask to have the tapes that he plays just be able to be heard over the phone.
The guy is really talented with his soundboards, and we like a lot of the stuff that he does. It's just when he tries to get a bit off center, mm-hmm. Stick to the mainstream stuff.
And I think Rob and I have always believed that out there is another soundboard guy that could do a far better job.
Oh, kick his ass.
A far superior job.
I think if that soundboard guy applied himself
to the task at hand,
maybe got us some classics like Meet the Parents. You know, how long have we been saying on the show, you know, I have nipples, Greg.
Can you milk me?
Can you milk me? Mm-hmm. That would be a great one. We could talk to that guy.
But the ones that were played today were not only inaudible, but they were delayed. Like you would hear it almost like somebody was putting a needle down on a record.
And unrecognized.
Another right. dream soundboard would be the Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dude.
Right.
Dude.
I mean, some of the people, if it's the same guy, he just touched the surface of Full Metal Jacket. There's a lot more there, Joker.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Have you guys mentioned Project X?
Yeah, I had that.
A tour de force.
Okay. Awful movie. Yeah. The most talented person in that movie is the monkey.
Got to respect an actor who can work with chimps.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, Radio Gods.
How are you? Hi.
Doing well. We forgot another Matthew Broderick classic with Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman.
Which one?
Glory.
That's one of the worst.
Yeah.
Because he plays the little Lord Fauntleroy officer.
Give this guy a prize, because if there was ever a movie, a war movie about the Civil War.
That is a movie that he ruined, in my opinion. Single-handedly,
correct.
He ruined what would have been a great movie.
You're going to get a prize. Hold on a second.
He's got that Tom Cruise boy thing where they try to put facial hair on him, and it looks like you're putting it on a mannequin.
He killed his Inspector Gadget.
We had that one already, Buzz.
Did you see Inspector Gadget?
Well, sure. Didn't everybody?
No, I didn't. I did not see it.
Hello there. Don and Mike. Oops. Hi, Don and Mike Show. The radio on very loudly. Good. I like that. Hello.
Ronaldo and Miguel?
Yes.
Huh? Fanatico numero uno. Me gusta Matthew Broderick. Fanatico numero uno. Tengo que correr. Adios, muchachos.
That's our number one fan in Spanish.
Is that what he said?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I hope that's what he said.
Number one fan.
I hope he didn't say something like F your mother.
No, I believe that was number one fan in my broken Spanish translation.
You like the Matthew Broderick.
Hi there. The Don and Mike Show.
Lady Hawk is much more of a Rutger Hauer movie anyway.
Rutger Hauer. Hey,
yes.
Now, Rutger Hauer movies I stand by. I like The Hitcher, the original Hitcher. That was Rutger Hauer.
I know we've had this discussion a million times. Is it Rutger Hauer that was in the movie where they, one of the original movies about prison, where they put the dog collar on the guy's head and they say, if you go beyond this line, your head
and they show it
blown off. Is that a Rutger Hauer movie?
Rutger Hauer is, I think, in that movie. I think that is a Rutger Hauer. He has made very obscure movies, but I don't mind him in anything he's in.
I like his brother, Clint.
Clint Hauer. His bald brother. Clint Hauer.
His better-looking brother.
Hi. This is Clint Hauer. I have a brother who's a very successful actor and a director. And it's my brother, Ron Hauer. And I hope everyone will go see the Hauer movie. And, of course, our ancestors, Curly Moe and Shemp Hauer.
Shemp Hauer.
Donkey Shine.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.